friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Brave 7-year-old brother was ready to do whatever it took to save his baby sister. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. During a Tennessee house fire, a 7-year-old brother saves his sister when no one else could get to her. It meant climbing through her window back into the flames. But this little hero was willing to do whatever it took to get his baby sister to safety. There's nothing left of Chris and Nicole Davison's house after a terrible fire destroyed the building. But what mattered most in the home survived. All of the family members escaped with their lives. But this positive news story would have likely had a very different outcome if not for 7-year-old Eli, a brave brother who saves his sister by doing the unthinkable. Chris and Nicole Davidson called it a night around 8:30 p.m. after tucking their 3 children into bed. But a few hours later, Nicole woke up with a start. "About 11:30, someone woke me up," she explained. "And I know it was God." The family's home was on fire. Both Chris and Nicole are former firefighters, so they knew they didn't have much time. The couple immediately jumped into action. Nicole was able to grab their 2-year-old son and Eli, but flames kept them from going to the bedroom where their 22-month-old daughter, Erin, slept. "The smoke and fire was so thick, there was no way I could get to her," Chris said. Chris and Nicole escaped outside with the boys and desperately searched for ways to rescue Erin. "The scariest moment of my life was when I thought we couldn't get her," Nicole tearfully recalled. Once outside, the family made their way to the side of the house with Erin's bedroom. But the window was too high up for them to reach. Chris would need to lift Eli, and it was going to be up to the 7-year-old brother to save his sister. As the flames raged around them, Eli reached into his sister's window and tried desperately to pull her from the crib. And after a few tries, this brave brother saves his sister. "I thought I couldn't do it. But then I said, 'I got her, Dad,'" Eli said about his heroic act. "I was scared, but I didn't want my sister to die." The fire destroyed the home and everything in it. The total loss has the family reeling. But the community is already rallying around them, with the GoFundMe page already exceeding $300,000 to help them get back on their feet. Rebuilding will be hard, but the blessing is that they all get to do it together. And the heroic 7-year-old brother who saved his sister already set the example of how to dig deep and find courage. "It's okay to be scared," Eli said, "but you're brave inside and you can do it when you want to. And my God will give you all you have need of from the wealth of his glory in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:19. Took him in as a homeless teen, so The Rock shows up to say thanks with a new truck. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Dwayne Johnson, or The Rock, gives away a truck to the man who took him in off the streets. And it's a touching moment as the wrestler-turned-actor recalls the impact his friend Bruno had on his life. Dwayne Johnson rose to fame while wrestling in the WWE as The Rock. After that, he transitioned into a successful acting career, starring in movies and hosting TV shows. But Dwayne Johnson remembers a time when life wasn't so easy. As a teen, The Rock essentially found himself homeless. Unable to pay their rent in Hawaii, his mom got evicted. So, she sent her son off to Nashville, Tennessee, to live with his dad. However, when The Rock landed in Nashville, a stranger was there to greet him at the airport in place of his father. The young boy quickly realized he wasn't actually going to live with his dad. Finding himself a desperate homeless teen could have spelled disaster, but The Rock says, "God always found a way to put a few people in my path that would change the trajectory of the road I was going down." Instead of living with his dad, The Rock went to stay with one of those godsends. The man's name was Bruno Lauer, and he helped The Rock out even though they'd never met. "He took this punk kid in and we became lifelong friends," Dwayne Johnson recalls. Bruno gave The Rock his last $40 to help him buy his first car. When The Rock started his career in the WWE, long before his persona became a household name, Bruno again gave him a place to stay. So, years later and after all his success, The Rock gave away a truck as a special way to thank his friend, Downtown Bruno, for all of his support. Dwayne Johnson invited Bruno onto the set of his comedy TV show about his life, Young Rock. The Rock reminisces with Bruno about some of the things they experienced together. And while there were plenty of laughs over the crazy times, The Rock also expresses his sincere gratitude for all Bruno did. "Your kindness and heart helped change my life's trajectory," The Rock says of Bruno's positive influence. Then, Dwayne throws a curveball. The Rock gives away a brand new Ford truck to his friend, leaving Bruno Lauer absolutely stunned and in tears. "Nobody's ever done anything like this for me before," Bruno says, overcome with emotion. The Rock explains how he's already taken care of the tags and will have the new vehicle shipped to Bruno's home in Walls, Mississippi. "I love you, man. Not because of this," Bruno says, referencing the truck The Rock gave away, "because of who you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for putting you in my life." The Rock shared the big surprise on his Instagram account, and you can watch the heartwarming moment in the show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared to You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared to Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.